This is an alert to a Safe Returnal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, July 12th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding U.S. government warnings and actions concerning the increasing terrorism threat to both the homeland as well as U.S. interests abroad. Early in the week, all 294 U.S. embassies and consulates worldwide increased security precautions in their state of readiness after the terrorist group the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, now better known as simply the Islamic State, directly threatened attacks if the U.S. renews bombing efforts in Iraq. Rebels also stated that every American citizen would be considered a legitimate target if such military efforts were launched. Midweek, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel publicly warned that the Islamic State poses a threat not just to the government in Baghdad, but to the United States as well. Quoting Secretary Hagel, "This country should not make any mistake about this, nor anyone in Congress. This is a threat to our country. This is a force that is sophisticated, it's dynamic, it's strong, it's organized, it's well-financed, it's competent, and it's a threat to our allies all over the Middle East. It's a threat to Europe, and it's a threat to us." For those who still think that these warnings of terrorism are all fluff in an effort on the part of the government to keep the population scared, please take note of the fact that since the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan just 14 days ago, there have now been more than 90 documented Islamic terrorist attacks and 10 suicide bombings around the world, resulting in more than 600 dead and 640 wounded. Given the rapid spread of Islam in the United States and the increasing number of American and European Muslims engaged in jihad in Iraq and Syria, we again remind listeners that Alert USA and Threat Journal have reported on multiple occasions over the past few months the warnings given by the director of the FBI, the director of national intelligence, the head of the Special Operations Command, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff regarding the growing terror threat facing the homeland. So as to further highlight the domestic threat, on nearly a weekly basis there are news stories appearing regarding American and European youths who have already left home and traveled to the Middle East to join the jihad, or are busted in the process of doing so. Just last week, the story broke regarding 19-year-old Shannon Maureen Conley of Arvada, Colorado, a convert to Islam who was arrested boarding a plane to travel to Turkey after repeatedly telling her family, friends, and even identified federal agents of her plans to travel to Syria to join in a jihad. She has been charged with providing material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization. Also this week, four-star Marine Corps General John Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, whose area of responsibility includes all of Central and South America, stated that our lax border security policy has created a serious existential threat to the country. In an interview with the publication Defense One, General Kelly warned that border security neglect has created vulnerabilities that can be exploited by terrorist groups. He went on to describe a crime-slash-terror convergence already seen in Lebanese Hezbollah's involvement in Latin America. General Kelly also pointed out that three of the countries from which many of the recent illegal immigrants in the U.S. originate, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, have the first, fourth, and fifth highest homicide rates in the world. You can find expanded details for this report in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. We encourage you to check it out, click the links, and fill in your understanding of the magnitude of this situation. As always, Alert USA closely monitors the domestic terrorism threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers of any new alerts, warnings, or advisories as events warrant. In related news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding the security situation in Israel after the outbreak of open war with the terrorist organization Hamas in Gaza. Following months of Hamas's firing of rockets into the southern part of the country, as well as a discovery of three kidnapped and murdered Israeli teenagers, the Israeli government unleashed the military. As of the time of this report's preparation on Friday, in just 4 days of fighting, Israeli Defense Forces have struck over 1,000 Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other terrorist organization targets within Gaza. At least 40,000 reservists have been mobilized and positioned on the Gaza border, along with all forms of tanks and armored vehicles. Ground operations appear imminent. On Wednesday of this week, members of Hamas's Qassam brigades fired three long-range rockets at an Israeli nuclear reactor and research facility in Dimona, which is located southeast of Gaza in the Negev Desert. Two of the rockets landed off target, and one was successfully shot out of the sky by the Israeli Iron Dome defense system. The U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv continues to warn U.S. citizens in Israel to remain vigilant, to follow all Homefront Command security recommendations to the letter, and as is recommended for all international travel, to register with the State Department's Safe Traveler Program. In short, if the State Department doesn't know that you're in a country, it's really difficult to render assistance when disaster strikes. Last year, more than 600,000 Americans traveled to Israel for religious, business, educational, and tourism reasons. Synagogues, Jewish schools, and community centers across the U.S. remain in a heightened state of alert, as is often the case due to Islamic extremists or their sympathizers' tendency to carry out revenge attacks. Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments in this region and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment for U.S. citizens as events warrant. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, you are advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, July 12th, 2014.